This 4-CD set is an audio recording of the complete text of George Ivanovich Gurdjieff's Beelzebub's Tales to His Grandson, an objectively impartial criticism of the life of man. The text is read by William J. Welsh from a draft copy of the edition ultimately published in 1992 by Viking Arcana. This audio recording is published with the permission of Triangle Editions, Incorporated of New York, and is copyrighted in the year 2004 by the publisher Traditional Studies Press in Toronto, Canada. The press website is www.traditionalstudiespress.com. Beelzebub's Tales, originally written in Russian and Armenian, is the first in a series of three books by G.I. Gurdjieff, who states that these books were, quote, all written according to entirely new principles of logical reasoning and directed toward the accomplishment of the following three fundamental tasks. First series, to destroy mercilessly and without any compromise whatever in the mentation and feelings of the reader the beliefs and views by centuries rooted in him about everything existing in the world. Second series, to acquaint the reader with the material required for a new creation and to prove the soundness and good quality of it. Third series, to assist the arising in the mentation and in the feelings of the reader of a veritable non-fantastic representation, not of that illusory world which he now perceives, but of the world existing in reality. End quote. After stating the purpose of these three series, the author goes on to give the following, quote, friendly advice. Written impromptu by the author on delivering this book already prepared for publication to the printer. According to the numerous deductions and conclusions resulting from research concerning the profit contemporary people can obtain from new impressions coming from what they read or hear, and also according to the thought of one of the sayings of popular wisdom I have just remembered, handed down to our days from very ancient times, any prayer may be heard and granted by the higher powers, only if it is uttered thrice. First, for the welfare or the peace of the souls of one's parents. Second, for the welfare of one's neighbor, and only third, for oneself, personally. I find it necessary, on the first page of this book, now ready for publication, to give the following advice. Read each of my written expositions thrice. First, at least as you have already become mechanized, to read all your contemporary books and newspapers. Second, as if you were reading aloud, to another person. And only third, try to fathom the gist of my writings. Only then will you be able to count upon forming your own impartial judgment, proper to yourself alone, on my writings. And only then can my hope be actualized, that according to your understanding you will obtain the specific benefit for yourself which I anticipate and which I wish for you with all my being. End quote. The publisher's preface to this recording appears here to give background on the author Gurdjieff, his book, and on the reader William J. Welsh. Publisher's Preface. Gurdjieff and Beelzebub's Tales to His Grandson. Many legends have grown up around the name of George Ivanovich Gurdjieff, whose life was wholly dedicated to the pursuit of forgotten knowledge and the means of transmitting it in a form accessible to people of today. Gurdjieff was born in Alexandropol, Armenia. His mother was Armenian, and his father was descended from Ionian Greeks, whose ancient culture had been transmitted by oral tradition. Thanks to his father, Gurdjieff's education was steeped in the myths and epics of a distant past. At the same time, he received an education that was both scientific and deeply religious. Growing up in the Southern Caucasus, where many cultures coexisted, he encountered phenomena that convinced him that a real knowledge of man and the universe had existed in the past, and that it must be possible to find it again. This conviction was to give direction to his whole life. In the company of other seekers of truth, archaeologists, doctors, geographers, and other scholars, Gurdjieff, overcoming the greatest difficulties, managed to make contact with remote communities in North Africa, the Middle East, and Central Asia. There he gathered scattered fragments of an ageless traditional wisdom, and through rigorous inner discipline, forged them into a unified whole. In 1912, he arrived in Moscow and St. Petersburg with a teaching of extraordinary abundance, which he began to transmit to various groups of pupils that gathered around him. War and then revolution forced him to leave Russia. In 1922, he established a school at the Prairie d'Avon in Fontainebleau near Paris, where his pupils, mainly English and American, congregated in large numbers. In 1924, after a serious automobile accident, he realized that he had to pass on his ideas in written form. Over the next 10 years, he worked tirelessly to produce Beelzebub's Tales to his grandson. As sections of the book were completed, he began to have it read aloud to his pupils. Based on his observation of its effects on those who heard it, he made extensive revisions. Finally, in 1950, just a few months after Gurdjieff's death, the first edition was published. Beelzebub's Tales to His Grandson has now been published in more than a dozen languages and is known throughout the world. This is the first audio recording of the book to be published. Beelzebub's Tales, a vast epic, ranging in scope from the creation of the universe through the unfolding of life on Earth at all levels, conveys Gurdjieff's understanding of the purpose and meaning of human existence. The narrator and central character is none other than Beelzebub, the fallen angel, who, now transformed through his conscious labor and intentional suffering, is returning, forgiven, to his home near the center of the universe. The reader, William J. Welsh. Bill Welsh was born in Wisconsin, USA, in 1911. He took his undergraduate degree at Yale in the 1930s and then worked for a number of years for an advertising agency in New York. He subsequently studied medicine at Columbia University, served in the U.S. Army, and then practiced medicine in Princeton and New York. Dr. Welsh heard of Gurdjieff through a group of people he met in New York. In his book, What Happened in Between, he wrote, quote, Gurdjieff and his still unfinished book, Beelzebub's Tales to His Grandson, had left their mark on a group of people in New York whom I came to know, and from them I began to snatch a fragment here and a fragment there of a body of ideas that were to remain an influence over me for the rest of my life. End quote. In 1941, Dr. Welsh met P.D. Uspensky, and for the next 7 years, quote, Gurdjieff, though still unseen in the flesh, remained as a light over my shoulder, with his questioning insight and his devilish way of throwing into focus the noise and fury of an upside-down world. End quote. Dr. Welsh met Gurdjieff in the winter of 1948, when he, quote, became a frequent, indeed a nightly, guest at his table, end quote. Gurdjieff died in Paris the following year, in October 1949, with Dr. Welsh in attendance. Subsequently, Dr. Welsh became an active member of the Gurdjieff Foundation of New York and served as its president from 1984 until his death in 1997. In the fall of 1992, a few people, close to Dr. Welsh, approached him about the possibility of recording his reading of Beelzebub's Tales. Reading Beelzebub's Tales aloud was one aspect of the oral tradition which Gurdjieff himself first learned in his father's workshop, and which is practiced in his teaching. Dr. Welsh agreed to read, and the recording sessions began in the Welsh's apartment. On Sunday evenings, beginning at 9 o'clock, Dr. Welsh would read for about half an hour. These readings were often followed by discussion, which would sometimes continue late into the night. Dr. Welsh liked having the apartment window open a little. Occasionally we hear the sounds of the city, a siren or the cries of children. Sometimes the sound of rustling paper is audible as Dr. Welsh turned the loose sheets of a draft copy of what was to become, with minor differences, the 1992 edition of Beelzebub's Tales. The recording project lasted 3 years and ended 2 years before Dr. Welsh's death. His voice was still resonant and had more warmth and feeling than ever before, but his reading had become slower and somewhat faltering. He was going blind. Dr. Welsh died in 1997, leaving part of the chapter, Beelzebub in America, unread. This missing section has been read by someone else. Dr. Welsh's reading is not exact. Words are sometimes mispronounced or misread. Still, the richly textured quality of his voice conveys a real sense of his genuine delight in reading this book. He was fond of quoting his friend, Pamela Travers, who wrote of Beelzebub's Tales. Into this vast allegory, top-heavy from its sheer weight of argument, and at the same time soaring off into space like a great, lumbering, flying cathedral, Gurdjieff gathered the fundamentals of his teaching.